Hello, hello. Welcome back to Vlogcast. This is episode 3 days in a row. I told you I'd make this a daily thing. It's currently 6 o'clock on May 16th, 2018, and we're coming at you live from my Kia Forte. Today's cast is going to be a car cast. I'm in between shifts, and I figured, why not talk while I'm driving? It's completely safe. This is completely hands-free. I'm focusing on driving. I'm just talking to myself, you know, the usual. So, let's get this thing going. All right, so, welcome. Thank you for tuning in 3 days in a row. This is pretty dope. I hope that you can hear me okay over my car. My car's kind of loud, and I'm going 55 now. Okay. So today, I was making my rounds, doing my delivery thing, and I stopped for a second and just turned off the I live here filter and just took a look at the town I live in, Webster, New York, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, I left my house this morning and it was like decently warm. It wasn't like blistering hot. It was like 65, something like that. The sun was definitely beating down. There were hardly any clouds, just like little hazy clouds in the sky. And I was waiting for an order and I decided to go head down to the lake because it's probably a beautiful day to just hang out at the lake. And I said yesterday, Rochester and Webster, the town I live in, sits right on Lake Ontario. Across Lake Ontario is Canada. So we're a couple miles from Canada over the lake. So I went down to the lake and the strangest thing happened. I've never seen it like this. As I'm approaching what's called Lake Road, I noticed that there's a lot of what looks like smoke, and I got a little concerned. I was like, because there's a lot of forests around us. There, Webster Park is this massive park in the center of our town, and there's so many trees, and I was just like really, really concerned. So I kept driving, and then I see one of the park rangers drive past me, and I was like, oh shit, it's definitely a fire. I get closer, I see the lake, it's just fucking fog! Like, straight up, out, like, into the mist, it looked like a fucking movie fog. Like, it was ridiculous. And I noticed, my windows were all down, so I noticed the temperature started dropping and dropping, and I looked at my temperature gauge, and it's like 52 degrees. It's like the strangest thing I've ever seen. The strangest thing I've ever experienced. I went down to the little pier, little outlook thing that everyone goes to. And there were the, you know, usual fishers and stuff. But, like, I was getting rained on, but it was sunny. It was the, oh my gosh, it was the weirdest experience. So it just got me thinking about the different weather patterns that happen in, you know, coastal towns. And I can only imagine what it's like living near an ocean. I have never lived near an ocean. The closest I lived to an ocean is when I lived back in New Jersey. And it was like North Jersey, so we were blocked by New York City. We didn't have like direct access to the Atlantic. You had to drive more South Jersey past like Staten Island and to Jersey Shore to go see the Atlantic. But oh my goodness, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And so I was thinking about what to talk about today and like what I could talk about that's interesting, because I was in a Twitch chat today and someone commented like at me specifically, and they're like, I listen to your podcast, you leave an extraordinarily normal life. And I was like, well, yep, that's it, that's me. So I I was going to take this opportunity to talk about Rochester for a little bit. Rochester is the main city of Webster, like the county that we live in, Monroe County. And it's got a long, long history. And actually, its history kind of links directly to why me and my family are actually here. So back in the late 1800s, history lessons with AJ, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was a man, his name was George Eastman, and he started a company that everyone knows, called Kodak. Now, Kodak was primarily cameras and film and one of those kind of companies back then. They produced cameras for not only professionals, but started creating cameras for the everyday human, because back in late 1800s, early 1900s, it was impossible to break into photography unless you had some money. Photography wasn't like a hobby. It was, people took photos and they were strictly commercial photos, and because of the accessibility of the medium. And George Eastman was like, wait, hold on a second, but like, what about everyday people? What if we want to photograph other people, but we want to make it inexpensive? What do we do? How do we tackle this? Well, he created something called the Brownie. Like, many people know of the Brownie camera from Kodak. What it was, it's this tiny little camera you could pick up at, like, any pharmacy or grocery store or anywhere. And it came preloaded with film. And you took photos, and you sent the entire camera back. They would unload the film. They would develop it for you and send you your prints and also a reloaded camera. And so you could just keep going. It's like modern day, well, I can say modern day, but nobody uses disposables anymore, except like my friend Zach uses disposables all the time. It's like a disposable camera, only it, like, it's able to be reused and reused and reused. So that brought snapshot photography. Like, if we were to compare it to modern day, it'd be like the camera on your phone, the accessibility that you have to taking photographs. You could whip out your phone, take a photo, put it back in your pocket. Well, you know, back in the 1800s, 1900s, that wasn't a thing. Like, it was a whole process. So these little Brownie cameras just exploded on the market. And now everyone who could afford them, they weren't expensive, they were super cheap. He wanted them to be super cheap. Anyone who could afford them could essentially be a photographer. And so that's where we get early family photos and snapshot photography. And this bred a whole new generation of people who wanted to capture things. And, you know, eventually it led to, oh, you know, I can make a living out of this, even though it's, like, really inaccessible to make these mass-produced prints, but I can make photography a thing, I can make photography an art form. It was an incredible explosion of photography, and I keep saying photography, but, so yeah, that's George Eastman, and he lived and he set up Kodak in Rochester, New York. So we have such a huge line of media and visual media here. And so Kodak's main hub is here in Rochester. And you can actually go visit the George Eastman house. I highly suggest that if you ever visit Rochester, I know a few people I met on the internet. I keep referring to people on the internet, but they're just the best. A few people I met on the internet said, oh, I have family there, or I have a business meeting there in a couple weeks. I'm going to be there for 4 days. What do I do? Like, that is your first stop. You need to get a trash plate. You need to get a garbage plate first. And then when you're all full and you know, when you're full, satisfied, food, baby, food coma, walk around the George Eastman House, which I believe they renamed the George Eastman Museum. It is the mansion that George Eastman lived in, and they memorialized it and staged it, and it's just gorgeous to walk through. In the front, not when you walk in through the front door, but the front of the museum, there's a gallery. There's always a gallery show there. I actually had a friend, her name's Maybell. She's from California. She's been traveling the world, living. Jesus, where does she live? She lived in Australia. She lived in India, I believe. She lived in England for a little, in London. One of her photos was featured in a show at the George Eastman Museum that was highlighting the national parks. And, you know, the national parks system has a very, very strong relationship with photography, you know, Ansel Adams, all that good stuff. So, George Eastman Museum, absolutely worth it. You need to go in the spring or the summer or the fall. Do not go in winter, because it's literally the most pointless thing in the entire universe. You need to see the gardens. They're freaking gorgeous. He built them for his mother, I believe. His mom was living with him. I don't think he ever married. He brought his mom to live with him, and I think she was wheelchair bound. And he took care of her, and just like such a good story. Unfortunately, has a very, very negative end. George Eastman actually took his own life as he got a little bit older, which is really, really sad, because he was just a genius. He was a visionary. He was one of the first, you know, guys who just was like, all right, let's do it for the masses. Let's get this. He's like a tech media startup man that wants to get this like social movement going, and it was just incredible. So unfortunate that he took his own life. It was really, really sad. I have a professor, a photography professors back at Alfred University. It's where I did my undergraduate. He actually worked in the archives at George Eastman House, and we got a bit of a private tour. It was wonderful. He told us a lot, because he obviously knew a lot. We got to see vintage original prints from like Cunningham and all these, and we saw an original Ansel Adams. It was just like a really, really great experience. So yes, George Eastman House, Eastman Kodak. Which leads us to why my family is in Rochester right now. We lived in, both my parents were born and raised in New Jersey. I think my mom lived in Oakland, and probably somewhere else. I can't remember. My dad grew up in Hoboken. And they met at a job and they got married, blah, 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 blah. But my mom worked for Kodak. I say so much. I just need to calm down with the ums. My mom worked for Kodak. She ended up working her way up to a quality assurance manager. She was like one of the head honchos at her little location in Allendale, New Jersey. And I grew up being brought to work with her. Like, I was surrounded by technology and computers, and I used to play video, like PC games and they had classes for kids of Kodak people, where they brought us in and taught us how to, like, code websites, like, straight up HTML, like, taught us everything about computers, and I've just been obsessed with it ever since growing up around that technology. She worked in the health imaging department, so I'm assuming Kodak made machines for, like, ultrasounds and things like that, or at least the film for it. Is it 55 yet? Back in late 2003, I want to say, very early 2004, my mom was notified that the branch where she was working was shutting down. And they said, well, here are your two options. We can, you know, just part ways and, you know, just say you were let go. Not, she wasn't fired or anything. They didn't want to fire her. She was the head bitch in charge. Like, they did not want to fire that woman. She made that thing run. She could either leave, or the other option, they would help us move up to Rochester to the main hub, and they would use her there. And she's like, I don't know, let me go visit Rochester. And of course she visited Rochester with my dad in the middle of winter, and they're like, holy shit, there's like 3 feet of snow on the ground, and this entire city is not shut down. In Jersey, it's like a half an inch falls and like school's delayed for, you know, a couple hours until they could figure out how to make things run again. But nope, not up in Rochester. Like, it snows 6 inches. It's like, all right, everyone just brush off your cars, go to work. If you're not on time, like, what are you doing in Rochester? So she visited, and they fell in love with the place. They really did, and they fell in love with this town, Webster, that we live in now. So she goes back to Kodak, and she's like, you know what? I think we're going to do it. It'll be a nice change of pace. The houses are a lot farther apart here than they are in Jersey. There's trees and, you know, really open fields, and school systems are fantastic. And it's just a really great, great place to be. We're going to do it. We're going to give it a shot. And so they helped us with our mortgage. Maybe not the mortgage. They helped us with our move, definitely. They hired a moving company for us that, like, straight up packed all our shit for us. I don't remember packing at all for this move. We moved to Webster in 2004 in March, which sucked because it was in the middle of fifth grade for me. It was such an awkward time. It was like, here's a whole new school, a whole new state. By the way, you're only going to be in this school for 3 months. By the way, like, good luck making friends who have been literally living together and, like, growing up together since they were born. Good luck. And, yeah, I was just turning 11, I believe. In April, I turned 11. So that's why we're up in Rochester, and there have been positives, there have been negatives, as if everything in life is perfect. No, it's not. Nothing in life is perfect. They, Kodak had my mom sign a contract that she couldn't quit within 2 years, and then they couldn't fire her within 2 years. And 2 years came and went, and they let her go after 2 years, because, we think that they brought her up here to get the department ready, because her department was eventually sold off. This is right around when Kodak was having issues with bankruptcy, and it's unfortunate, but we grew up in a really, really great neighborhood, in a great town. I had probably the best education I probably could have ever gotten. Webster schools are absolutely fantastic. I'm probably, without the art teachers that I had, I wouldn't have become what I am today. I would have just been a normal, you know, basic ass bitch but my art teachers really, really fed, physically, like literally fed me. One of my art teachers fed me all the time because I never brought lunch and I just packed my schedule and never had lunch assigned in my schedule. She literally fed me whenever she saw me. And then the other one, you know, fed me with so much opportunity and made me look at art in such a different way. Wow, this really is a ramble cast. I don't know how we got here. But, yeah, Webster's great. I'm glad I'm here. Rochester is a beautiful city to live in. I really hope this car does not pass this dude. What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay. All right. I got to sign off. I got to go home. Change before my next shift and then get to work again. Thank you so much for listening. I know this has been a ramble cast. A little bit of history for you guys in here too about photography and cameras and Kodak and my history. I see more and more people listening every day, which is incredible. I can't thank you enough. This is incredible. I know the Twitch fam, the Chef fam is currently listening, so shout out to you guys. You guys are the best, sharing my podcast and applauding and just, you know, giving me the greatest feedback on it. You guys are the best. How long have I been? 20 minutes? Hey, there we go. There's a 20-minute cast for you guys today. All right. Thanks again. You can follow me on all my socials at AJXGear. That's G-E-R-E for the last name. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Go take some photos. You got the camera. Go do it. Bye.